USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The second COVID-19 vaccine has been approved for use in the U.S. The FDA issued approval Friday of Moderna's vaccine, the second vaccine in a week to be approved for emergency use. Dr. William Schaffner, professor at Vanderbilt University Medical School and a member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, tells CNN.
I think it is wonderful that we have a second vaccine. And the Moderna vaccine, which doesn't require all the intensive, very cold storage and handling of Pfizer's, is the vaccine that we can distribute closer to the people. We can get it out to rural areas, in health departments, and in local small hospitals.
312,000 Americans have died with the virus. The country is averaging more than 216,000 new cases per day. Doses of Moderna's vaccine are expected to start arriving in states on Monday. USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The nation watched Friday as the vice president got the vaccine. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence, his wife, and the Surgeon General all received the COVID-19 vaccine on live TV Friday morning in a move to instill public confidence. The VP says it was like any other shot.
I especially want to thank the fine medical team at Walter Reed Hospital that administered our vaccine today. I didn't feel a thing. Well done, and we appreciate your service to the country.
Which one is better? Dr. Fauci on Fox says the two vaccines are similar.
I have looked at the data carefully from both the Pfizer and the Moderna trials. They're strikingly similar.
Pfizer's vaccine needs to be kept at minus 70 degrees Celsius. Moderna's temperature is minus 20 Celsius, more like a regular freezer.
President-elect Joe Biden is scheduled to get his coronavirus vaccine on Monday, and VP-elect Kamala Harris sometime after Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to put an end to lawmakers making individual stock trades. Warren's proposed ban is part of a broader anti-corruption plan that she promoted on the presidential campaign trail. Georgia Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who faced two Democrats in the state's runoff election on January 5th, have recently come under fire for buying and selling stocks of which they had sensitive information. Former Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina and a number of House members and aides have also been subject to scrutiny for trading stocks. A lawmaker is explaining why he's not in favor of expanding the number of museums in the nation's capital.
Republican Senator Mike Lee blocked bipartisan legislation that would have established national museums dedicated to the histories of Latino Americans and American women. The senator from Utah has been taking a lot of heat for blocking both museums. He explains on Fox and Friends why.
The very last thing we want to do is further divide Americans. Look, we've already got 19 Smithsonian museums. Some of them are visited frequently when we're not in a global pandemic. So look, if the story of Latino Americans is not being told accurately or fairly, let's tell it in the American History Museum. If it's not big enough, let's expand that museum. But I see no reason why we should create more sections of, as Theodore Roosevelt would have described, hyphenated Americans.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.